The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This time yesterday, it was all budget, budget, budget. And we're going to refocus on that again because one of the more contentious issues was this VAT rate cut from 13.5% to 9% when it comes to completed apartments. And the hope from government certainly was that that would kickstart the construction of same. Ollie Lyons is with me. He's a director and head of land development with JLL. Ollie, you're welcome to the show and thanks a million for speaking to us. Can you give us a sense of the scale of the problem the government was trying to solve? You know, how many apartments we are building, how many we need to be building and what gap they're hoping to bridge with this?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on, Kieran. Really appreciate it. I guess just to frame this with your listeners, so it's pretty stark in terms of supply of apartments right now. You know, just a couple of stats off the bat here. Apartment completions have dropped 40% to date in 2025 compared to the same period in 2023. Apartment commencements are also down 78% from 2024, with approximately 8,500 units started this year. So it's pretty small. So overall, the government target for up to 2030 is about 300,000 units. So we're aiming sort of 50,000-60,000 unit completions per year. So we're well down on that. On top of that, you know, I guess the market is sort of backed up by, you know, AHB, so state-backed delivery.
And they're the approved housing bodies.
Exactly. So if you take them out of the market, you know, we did some research, you know, in JLL, and up to 83% of projects under construction right now are AHB exits. So it is kind of alarming in terms of the supply. We're going the wrong direction right now. But in terms of this VAT cut from 13.5% to 9%, it is absolutely welcome from our developer clients and across the board in the market.
So the reason then is that they're not viable, is it, from a financial point of view?
Exactly, Kieran. So viability, essentially, if you look at an appraisal right now and see if it pencils, basically, project costs are higher than project revenues. So for developers, and there's always that sort of line about greedy developers or whatever and looking out to maximise profits. If you run those appraisals, you will actually see that a lot of those are in the red. They don't pencil. So it's a fundamental issue. So I think in terms of this, the reduction, as I said, it is going to make viability, or it is going to improve viability. And, you know, I guess the question as well is, will it be enough? You know, from talking to a couple of our developers, you know, our clients today, it's a case of, did we go far enough? And I think what I've heard as well is there's an EU directive which restricts government from going below 9% on the VAT. So that might have played into account as well.
Okay, so if they couldn't go any further on the VAT, and Orla Hegarty is with us as well, the architect, and I want to come to Orla in a moment, but from people in the industry you've been speaking to, what more do they think could have been done on the government side that might have made the apartment building more viable?
There's two things specifically. So development contributions, so waiving those, they were in effect up until recently, and actually they continue on. You had to commence construction prior to December 2024, I think it was, and complete before the end of 2026. So that's basically, we need to reenact that. So that's one thing in terms of pushing that out, and also stamp duty to completely waive that for a set period of time. It's a combination of things as opposed to just the VAT reduction to make things viability and really, really kickstart start delivery. But I would say one thing, look, the government are taking positive steps here. You know, that
Orla Hegarty, like I say, with us as well. Ollie, she's an architect and an assistant professor at the UCD School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy. Orla, these decisions around VAT and decisions made earlier in the year as well about kind of apartment sizes and those regulations, all done with the aim of increasing supply. Do you think it will be effective?
I don't think it will be effective. And I think the minister is not sure if it will be effective, which is telling in itself. We seem to be taking on these policy moves without any evidence base. We had apartment standards reduced in July. We're now having these tax breaks. The minister said today it's not about affordability. So anybody listening to this who's looking for a home, it's not to make them cheaper or to reduce the rents. It's to make the profit margins higher. The Department of Housing's own figures published earlier this year years say that there's a 50,000 profit margin on a two-bed urban apartment that sells for 600,000. And now 20,000 has been added to that bottom line. So, you know, if 70,000 on paper isn't enough, what is enough? Mm. And I think, you know, we're missing the boat completely here. You know, anybody listening to this who's saving for a deposit or who's looking for a long-term home, this is, they're completely priced out of this. And we're not interrogating the reliance on this developer model, which is a very expensive way of delivering things, rather than going back to the cost of bricks and mortar, which is affordable for people.
So what then is the cause of the reduction in you know, planning permissions and commencement notices and completions and all of those things that Ollie was talking about, if it's not a viability problem, a financial viability problem?
Well, there are lots and lots of factors in this. Clearly, people have paid a lot for land and they want to get the money back on that land. So when people say it's not viable, really, it's whether they can make a profit on it. And viability, you know, can be defined in many, many different ways. It's not really a reason. We don't have hard evidence for this policy change. And Ollie will know that one of the impacts of this will be an increase in land value. So it's actually making future affordability even worse. Because when you take some costs out of the equation, that adds to the value of land. And so some developers may have an additional 20,000 when they sell apartments in the next year. But for the vast majority of people, it's the land they'll be developing in the following years, which has now gone up in value, which will be paid for in the future.
So what then, in your mind, should the government do or might the government do to increase the supply of apartments, get up closer to the target that they themselves have set?
Well, firstly, I need to question this over-reliance on apartments. Yes, we need sustainable development and we need a sustainable density so that people are not driving everywhere and living further and further out. But the way to attract people to do that is to build attractive family communities, residential communities at those densities. Overly dense apartments that are very small, very dark and have got smaller and darker is not the way to attract people away from sprawl and having two cars outside the door.
I think, though, just on that, I think we need a supply of everything, really. You know, I know you mentioned apartments, but it is a case of supply, you know, and if we're not building, and look, contrary to what Orla's mentioned there, I think this does improve viability, which will in turn increase supply. And, you know, like I said, we're way underwater in terms of, you know, what we're building right now and what's required. Mm. And that is impacting significantly because the demand is there. It's a demand supply imbalance. It's impacting significantly on end pricing and rents. And we're seeing that inflation in the market right now.
And what about the argument Arda makes that if you increase the profitability of the end product, you also drive up the land prices in terms of the initial investment?
There potentially might be some land increases there. But like I think this is going to take some time to see how it washes out over the next few months.
So like, this is outcome based, essentially. We can't pass judgment on it now. We have to pass judgment in 12 or 24 months time. And if it's led to more apartments and a more viable sector, therefore it's successful.
I think it's probably even sooner than that. I think it's probably over the next six, 9, 12 months, we'll see if commencement notices improve. And then, look, that's basic supply demand stuff. You know, if supply is increasing, I think prices should come down.
Arla, will the proof be in the pudding?
I think we're far too far into this crisis and it's so much of a social problem now. Throwing 250 million as a sweetener into the pockets of a limited number of developers to see maybe will it make a difference is entirely the wrong strategy. Yeah. This needs a
the
proper
250 million, so that's the money that is going to go to developers whose apartments are already in train, isn't it?
It is, and that's just year one. This is a strategy out to 2030. So $1 billion is going to go towards the development sector, and we may see nothing for it because nothing has been required for it.
All right. Well, listen, Orla, we appreciate your time. Orla Hegarty is an architect and assistant professor at the UCD School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy. And Ollie Lyons is the director and head of land development at JLL. The proof will be in the pudding one way or the other because this is government policy now. So we will be able to look back, as Ollie says, in maybe 6 months' time and discern whether it has been successful or not.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.